ರಾಮಾಯ ನಾಮ ಭದ್ರಾಯ ರಾಮಚಂದ್ರಾಯ ವೇದಸೆ ರಘುನಾಥಾಯ ನಾಥಾಯ ಸೀತಾಯ ಪತೆ ಏ ನಮಃ. ಅರಣ್ಯಕಾಂಡ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ನಂಬರ್ 23, ಈವಲ್ ಓಮನ್ಸ್. The recitation begins now. And upon that Rakshasa army marched forth to battle in high spirits. There rained blood from vast clouds, ashen in color like donkeys. The horses yoked to the chariot of Kara stumbled and fell suddenly in the smooth high road strewn with soft flowers. The sun was surrounded by a black ring, slightly red at the edges, as if a huge firebrand was whirled aloft. An immense vulture with a mountain-like body perched on the flagstaff of gold and cried hideously. Carnivorous beasts and birds drew near Janasthana, howling and crying most fearfully. Packs of jackals howled at the sun and indicated the impending doom of the Rakshasas. Huge clouds hit the sky and rained torrents of blood, like mountains shorn of their wings by the bolts of Indra. A boundless pall of darkness spread over the earth and hid everything from view. The evening twilight announced itself too early, the garments soaked in blood. Vultures, eagles, jackals, and other ominous creatures stood against Khara's chariot and howled dreadfully, messengers of his approaching fate. Hordes of jackals howled in front of the troops, emitting flames from their mouths, sure prophets of the defeat and destruction of the Rakshasas. A headless trunk, like a huge log, rose to view near the sun. Rahu enveloped the bright luminary in his dark folds when the eclipses were not due. A fierce gale beat upon their faces. The sun grew dim and dull. Stars rained from the sky like glowworms, though it was not night. The lotuses in the pools faded and shriveled. The fish hid themselves from view. A red dust rose from the earth to the sky like a red cloud, though there was not a breath of air. Linnets and other slight birds screamed and screeched. Firebrands fell from the sky amidst whirlwinds and thunderous claps. The earth quaked and the mountains and the forests upon it. The right hand of Khara twitched as he sat in his chariot, shouting his war cries. His accents trembled and grew indistinct. Tears rained from his eyes. Pains shot through his forehead. But brutish obstinacy and ignorance were proof against these ill omens, and many others in Khara went not back. His heart was not in the least troubled at these blood-curdling signs of evil. He laughed hideously and said to his Rakshasas, "Weaklings are trampled beneath the iron heel of giants, so do I place my feet on the neck of these omens. My keen shafts will compel the heavens to rain stars in a glittering cascade. Roused to fury, I will place the neck of Yama under the noose of death, and he the terror and destroyer of all creatures. I go not back except with the heads of these Rama and Lakshmana in their little self-conceit. My little sister shall quaff her fill of their heart's blood to her delight. She is their fate. Ill success has ever been an utter stranger to me, and you know it. Do I speak true? It is sport for me to slay Indra as he advances to battle on his maddened Airavata with uplifted Vajra. Verily, I degrade myself by bestowing a thought on these human insects." The huge army rent the welkin with joyous shouts, for was not the noose of Yama tightening itself around their throats? Rishis, Devas, Gandharvas, Siddhas and Charanas came down to witness the battle and said to one another, "May all good betide cows, brahmanas and those that ever work for the welfare of all beings. May Raghuveera annihilate these Rakshasas, even as Mahavishnu of yore hacked to pieces the Asura hosts." And from their aerial cars, they looked down on the vast army that was fated to be, ere long, guests in the halls of death. Khara drove on in hot haste and was closely followed by his ministers, Kshenagami, Prithugriva, Yajnashatru, Vihangama, Durjaya, Karaviraksha, Parusha, Kalakarmukha, Megamali, Mahamali, Sarpasya, and Rudhirasana. Dushasan had in his train four generals named Mahakapala, Stulaksha, Pramati, and Trishiras. Those mighty Rakshasas were filled with the lust of battle and proceeded to where the princes abode like cruel planets banded together against the sun and the moon. Mangalam Kushlindraya Mahniya Gunapti Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhomaya Mangalam.